We had the incident with Amsei de Bei Rebbe, the maidservant in Rebbe's home, who apparently was an Isha Chashuva, and she saw this fellow who was doing something inappropriate, and she let him have it. What was this fellow doing? So one day she sees this fellow, Hava Machi Levnoi Gadol. He was trying to be Mechanech, his son, and he was hitting him, he was striking him. Amra, she says, Lehavyao Gavar Mishamta. He belonged in Chirim. The Ka'avar Mishum Lifnei Evil Isitin Mishol. We have a Braisa. Bimake. Livnoi Gadol Kasav Medavar. One strikes an older son. Says Rashi, Kivan de Gadol, who, since he's already older, he has personality. He may resist. Shem Mavait Ba'aviv. He might reject, turn around and respond to his father. Vahavale Iu Machshiloi. In which case, who brought it about? Who was Machshel? The father did it by instigating the son who might respond inappropriately. Now, what is considered B'nai Gadol? So we have the Ritva. Ritva says, Nira. It appears, the love B'Gadol Mamash Mairi. We're not speaking specifically about an adult. He's past Bar Mitzvah. It says Ritva, it's all dependent upon his Teva, his nature, his personality. HaKoy L'Fitiva Shal B'nai. If there's any chashash that the son, as young as he may be, might stand up against his father and reject him, whether verbally, or chas v'shalom b'masa, in this case, asur l'hakoisoi. And he says, even if he's not yet bar mitzvah, he may not bring his son to a situation where he might lose himself, and perhaps yell at his father, strike at his father, curse his father. Rather, says the Ritzva, what's the proper approach to chinuch? Yishad lenu b'dvarim, be soft, be convincing, influence him in a soft way. And just because the Gemara uses the word gadol doesn't necessarily mean an adult. That's the derech, right? Says the Ritva, urcha de milsa, that it's more common. This concern is more applicable to a gadol, but of course, irrelevant of age. It's all a personality related, and every person has to know who he's dealing with. On this topic, I once saw an interesting goyin in Mishlei. This is in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Vav, a well-known Pasuk, which reads as follows. Chanoich lanar al pi darkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yosur memena. Train a nar, a youngster, in accordance with him, with himself, with his personality. This way, even when he reaches maturity, gam ki yaskin lo yosur memena, he won't stray, he won't lose that chinuch, he'll keep it within him. It says the Pirush shall grow like this. Chanoich lanar pi darkoi. Derech mazolei v'tivei. What does that mean? You machanech al pi darkoi. There's one Torah. There's one set of mitzvahs. How you machanech individually? How do you tailor it al pi darkoi? Says the Goyin, derech mazolei v'tivei ten kein techanecheu lasos mitzvahs. Be machanech to do mitzvahs, but in accordance with his track, with his personality, he calls it derech mazolei v'tivei. And then you'll be successful. It's going to have a long-term effect. V'oz gam kashiyaz ken layosir mimena. Become part of his way of life. He's going to internalize it. He'll appreciate it. If you follow his personality, you tailor it in accordance with his direction and his character. Aval, kasher tavi reyo mazoli. But let's say you tried to change his character. You tried to change his personality. He's going one way. You turn him the other way. He's lebedik. You try to make him reserved. He's reserved. You try to get him lively. It doesn't work. Ato yishmelacho. Perhaps now he's listening to Mirosei Oischa. He's petrified of his father, so he'll follow. But it's not him. It's not really him. Aval achakach. How do you know that? Because later on, when he is on his own, he forges his own path in life, he might unload everything you taught him. Beis yusar ucham al tzavara yosur mezeh. When he's on his own, he achieves independence, he's totally off. Ki efshaloi l'shaber mazoli. It's impossible. You're making it impossible for him. You're expecting from him something which he's not up to. It's against his nature and his personality. You have to live with his likes and dislikes. You have to work within his realm, within his personality, within his perspective. So it's very much compatible with the Goyin, with the Gemara, with the Ritva. Mishtadl, gentle, soft. See where he is holding. And work accordingly. You know, Rabbi Silver Zilberstein, Sefer Aleinu Shabbeach, writes, it's Yidua that the the big Baal Musar, Shlomo Baba, he used to write that he has a sefer, Zriya Binyan B'Chinuch, beautiful sefer about Chinuch, very thin but full of quality. A lot of fundamentals there. So he writes that when the Gemara speaks about Bnei Gadol, you don't strike at Bnei Gadol. So he says today Bnei Gadol is a little child is already considered Bnei Gadol. It's all relative. It's all in proportion to today's personalities. Today's personality is kids are very very sensitive, and even a youngster will stand up and reject and respond harshly. So he says this concept applies even to a youngster. He doesn't encourage actually striking kids. And in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and Alon Shabbat takes it a step further. He says, Even rebuking in a loud voice, yelling at a child, he said, all it's doing is it's scaring the kid. It's affecting his core, the core self-esteem of the child. He's being struck down personally. That's all he hears. I'm bad. And sure, I'll conform for the moment, but as the Vilna Gaon writes, it's not real. You haven't really been mechanechem. It's not al pi darkoi. He's not appreciating it. He's not absorbing. He's not internalizing it. It's an external force forcing him to do such and such or not to do such and such, and that's not true chinuch. Chinuch l'arpi darkoi entails looking into the neshama of the child and working within it to direct him in the right direction so that he appreciates where he's going. On the topic of chinuch, I was once speaking with a mashkiach in a yeshiva who showed me to a Rashi in Kedushin, a beautiful Rashi in the Flamin and Kedushin. He was telling me how in yeshivas, it's primarily by example. Youngsters, they need to look up to you, and they just follow you. That's the best way of influencing. Do as I do, right? But as far as rationalizing, he said that needs maturity. You only start that later on. So as far as hitting and yelling, that's off the table. The main thing is encouragement. They'll follow by example. And once they get a bit older, more mature, they're ready to understand and to ask and to analyze and discuss. That only comes later. So he says the youngsters, even coming into high school, we don't rationalize with them. These are the rules. This is what it is. Follow our example. But when they get a bit older, at that point, they can appreciate rationale, argument, discussion. And Rashi in Kedushin Aflamet says as such. Rashi says, what is the zman of chinuch, of the true concept of chinuch? Mishitza, from 16 to 22. Why, says Rashi? Because younger than that, Basar Mishitza, less than 16, Ein boy das l'kabal teichachas kol kach. He's not mature enough to be mekabal teichacha, to really appreciate rebuke and being set straight. Val tach b'di surim teichachas. Don't be too heavy on him. He's too young to appreciate. He's going to... It's like you're force feeding it. He's not really internalizing it. So you have to wait until he's 16. Then you can sit down, rationalize, explain to him, convince him. From 16 to 22, because past 22, he says it's too late. Yesim esr retartin yesh lachish shalei yavai. It's too late. He's already his own man. Don't start with him. So the ideal time, the ideal tkufa, the window of opportunity for true chinuch, Rashi says true chinuch is to sit down and discuss with the child. Have him appreciate what you're doing. Show him the Derech Chaim, the way it is. That's from 16 to 22. So the point is like this. A youngster up until 16, gentle, soft, don't rationalize, don't argue, don't debate. Make it interesting, make it exciting. Show him by example. Don't be too heavy on him. Certainly not hitting or yelling, which strikes down at the core of the child's self-esteem. Keep him up. Keep him positive. Keep him going forward. Once he reaches a certain point, 16, now you can start getting direct with him, start explaining it to him, start convincing, debating the points. But you have a short window from 16 to 22. Afterwards, he's his own man. Totally back off at that point, hoping Bezes Hashem is on the right track. Maybe you'll be zeicha to have true nachas and success if you mechanech our children.